Now, teams of scientists from around the world are still trying to figure out whether the mosquito-borne Zika virus is indeed behind the births of hundreds of babies with unusually small heads in Brazil. The country is struggling to cope with the increasing cases of microcephaly. 80% of the cases are concentrated in northeastern Brazil, one of the poorest parts of the country. Julia Carneiro reports from there.
Little Sofia has her body balanced on an exercise ball, and physiotherapist Jamie Leal is moving her back and forth. She's performing exercises to help stimulate her development. She's just a month old, and meanwhile her mother is watching on.
Yanka is the youngest mother here. She's 18 years old, and Sofia is her second child. She was 7 months pregnant when she found out her baby had microcephaly.
Aí foi no tempo que o pai dela me deixou.
That's when her father left me. As soon as we found out, he told me I disgusted him, that he despised me. Then he left me.
Yanka looks the teenager she still is, and Sofia is wrapped in a blanket with the word princess. The baby's head is smaller than normal and has wavy folds of skin. The doctors tell me it's because her brain didn't grow enough, so her scalp is a bit loose.
I was in shock when I heard she had microcephaly. But when she was born, I didn't see any problems in her head. I didn't see her malformation. I saw her, and I fell in love with her.
Six mothers are seated in the waiting area. They all brought their babies for physiotherapy sessions, and they've been coming here twice a week, so by now they're like old friends and are laughing and socializing. This is a special unit set up to treat microcephaly cases. It's a women-only environment here. I'm told the fathers hardly ever bring the babies. Like Yanka, others were left by their partners after having children with microcephaly. A psychologist tells me.
Most of the mothers don't get any financial or emotional support from their partners. Often, they aren't officially abandoned, but in fact, they are left alone. I would say only 10% of the women we see here get the support they need from their husbands. This has been very striking.